John saw very close to an opening day victory, but in the end it's a cruel game, isn't it? You've had to settle for a point.
Well, if we'd have got beat 4-0, I wouldn't have felt any worse than Monofiano. You know, it's the equivalent to getting beat 4-0 for me. That's all the players in yesterday in training, and my pet hate is bad defending from throw-ins. And lo and behold, what do we do? Shocking defenders from a throw-in in the 92nd minute. So it's hard to take, but what you do, you can't beat them up. We've got to get going again for Tuesday and get going again for next Saturday, but the game was won. You know, people will argue that they're one of the favourites for the league and we're one of the favourites for relegation, so we should be happy with a point, and that's a load of nonsense. You know, we believe we should win every game we play at home, and when we have as much possession as what we did today, and the irony is that they've scored at a time when they'd gone. They weren't giving us any problems. I can't remember our keeper making a save of any description in the game. And we were keeping the ball for fun in midfield, and we got sloppy, we give the ball away, then we give a couple of throw-ins away, and then we're being punished then for bad defending. And you know, for 92 minutes we've defended magnificently, but you've got to go right to the final whistle, and that determines whether you defend well is by what is on your goals against Colum. And unfortunately again, it's another time we haven't kept a clean sheet, which has ultimately cost us the game. I mean, we had enough possession, enough chances to win the game, and then, you know, the last 5 minutes we could have scored a couple ourselves. So it's disappointing, and it's, you know, it's down to lack of concentration or bad defending in the last couple of minutes, and you know, that's something that we'll have to address.
Does the goal that you conceded override all the positives you could have taken from the preceding, 91 minutes?
Of course it does. You know, it's a results game, isn't it? You know, listen, we expected to win today. You know, that's the way it is. A lot of people mightn't have expected us to win. We did. We expected to win. We know pound for pound we're as good as Luton. We've got home advantage. So, you know, yeah, we defended well. We didn't really play as well as well. I know we can play. We'd have played anywhere near our capabilities. We'd have won 3 or 4. But we didn't. And we looked nervous in the first half. And possibly understandable. You know, it was a hot day as well. And both teams tired. And just to concede when we did at the time we did and the type of goal we did, you know, it's really frustrating.
Attacking wise, you did create chances. You scored through a penalty that Josh Windass won and then stepped up to score. I guess there's been one or two teething troubles with penalties in pre-season. You must have been glad to just see him get up and smash it in the corner.
Well, the penalties we've had, Josh hasn't been on, and at the time he was on, he took on the score. That wasn't a problem, but you know, it was a clear-cut penalty. But we had chances to get at them more, and we didn't. And disappointing that we didn't put the game to bed, to be honest, because we had a couple of chances where we broke on them, and you know, either the same shot or the wrong choice of pass. But it's disappointing, but what do? You've got to keep going.
Debuts, Jason Mooney, Matty Pearson, Tom Davis in the heart of the defence. What did you make of them?
They all did well. You know, we defended really well as a team, but I go back to it, you know, people, you know, the lads used to laugh at me when I have the analogy about a good babysitter. You're not a good babysitter if you make a mistake that costs you at the end. And you know, as well as we defended, we've come off conceding a goal, and good defensive performances generally result in clean sheets. We did enough to get a clean sheet today, and it was disappointing that we didn't. Okay, the goal was deflected, but you shouldn't have time and space to volley the ball. The keeper should be coming for the cross. The ball shouldn't be coming in our box in the first place. We've got possession of the ball before we turn over the ball too cheaply. So there's a catalogue of errors that if one of them doesn't take place, we win the game, and that's something that we've got to rely on. We've got to address. You know, players have got to be accountable. It's a team game, and you're accountable for your role on that team. And if to be made, you know, there's no pulling punches, no treating people with kid gloves. If they make a mistake, they're going to get told, and they mightn't like the way they're going to get told, but they are.
Big, quick turnaround for Tuesday. Is that what they need? Do they need to get out there and prove to you that they're not going to do it again?
Well, they might need to. I might need to. I'm absolutely blazing. I've never felt this angry for a long, long time. So, you know, when you've won a game and you have it taken off you, the game is won. They were offering no threat. They hadn't laid a glove on us for the last half an hour up to the score. And then, to be honest, they could have won it in the last minute. And that's really, really annoying, because they hadn't laid a glove on us. All the second half, they hadn't been near our goal. And that's, you know, a couple of corners that were headed out. That was it. And so to concede the way we did. Well, it's stupid.